Hello and welcome everyone to a return episode of the Big One Podcast. I am B-Boy, and with me, as new, not new, old, but we're missing one. So we got Baby G's here.
Baby G is here, and we are doing it. We are rebooting the Big One Podcast.
The reboot, man. It's on the tip of my tongue. I had it. It's right there. Let's just do this again. We're the Big One Podcast. We are a motorsports-focused podcast. We definitely talk a lot of NASCAR, definitely tends to go and skew that way. But we talk F1, we talk IndyCar. It's an exciting last few years. And, you know, I should have thought about this before then. But when was the last episode we did together? Because you did some solo episodes that people would find on our Spotify and such. But when was the last time we did one together? 2 years?
It has to be at least 2 years ago at this point.
It would be 2.5, right? Because it would have been the end of a season. Okay. Yeah, that sounds right.
Prior to Ryan Blaney championship, I believe.
Yes. So I think it was the season of Ryan Blaney. No. It was the season before Blaney's championship. So Joey Logano championship number 2, I think. That's why we disbanded. When Joey wins, like, it's just everything sucks.
We were done.
Yeah, we were done. Or maybe it was the Blaney season. I don't fucking know.
It's been a minute, bro. We're back.
Yeah. We're the Big One Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at @podcastbigone or email us at podcastbigone@gmail.com. And come and give us stuff to talk about. Otherwise, we just ramble. I'm a rambling man right now. Do we have a sponsor this week, Baby G?
I do not have a sponsor.
You know, it makes sense. We're back. We're rebooted. Why would we have a sponsor? It wouldn't make any sense. Our sponsors don't make sense anyway. So, well, let's go into some life recaps. This way, our rambling makes some sense. Baby G, do you want to tell us what you've been up to? Where have you been?
It has been a minute, but we can get right into it. So, if we just want to jump into 2025, I've been all over the place, man. We've got some family that moved up to North St. Paul, Minnesota, so we've been up there. We've closed down a former sponsor. This is a big one. We are unfortunate, but we had the Drunk Uncle in West Allis, Wisconsin. They closed the summer of 2025. RIP. We had an insane blowout, but they're done. Me and Big G, we went to Kansas City and went to a NASCAR weekend. We saw the trucks. We saw the cup. It was a fantastic weekend. Baby shower, North St. Paul, Minnesota again. We've got people up there. Love them so much. Beautiful house, beautiful family, beautiful baby. So Baby G got temporarily suspended, but unfortunately the Baby G nickname did not stick. So Baby G, we're back.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness, dude. I was getting nervous. People were, are you Baby G? Is Baby G going to be the Baby G? There was a lot of...
We could have changed you, though. You could have been Drunk Uncle G.
There was talk. Was it going to be Unky G? Was it going to be BBG? Was it going to be Mill G? It was too much pressure. Baby G didn't stick, so Baby G is back. And then we had one more trip this summer. We did IndyCar weekend in Milwaukee with LG, and then we went to Europe, man. We went to Slovenia, Croatia, and Bosnia. So... It was a year. It was a bit. But what have you been up to, man? We're keeping this thing moving. What's been happening over there in the West Coast of the United States?
Yeah, over here in the Pacific Northwest. Well, first and foremost, the last time we talked, I should catch the viewers up. I was single as a Pringle. I think I was dating, probably dating, but mostly single. And I had just moved out here and. Yeah, that was my story, really. I didn't really have much beyond that. And to catch you up, 2024 was a really big year for me. Well, I met the love of my life the year before. We went to a NASCAR race together. We went to Las Vegas. It was a big, big trip for us. It was our first, big trip together. We had done a small trip, but just our first big trip together. And she went to a NASCAR race with me, which I thought was very sweet. And, later on, got down on one knee, we had a baby, we got married, we bought a house, so now living that dad life, it's been very, very fun. My daughter, as of right now, let's put some date on it, 15 months, going on 16 here in a second. Really, so much fun. I've got the baby monitor right here, kind of looking at it. She's very still. She's passed the fuck out. We're getting over illness in this household, which I should just get used to having a kid. Outside of that, racing-wise, I've just been watching, you know, not been able to go to a lot of events. We got, you know, some races out here in the Pacific Northwest, not a ton. But, you know, that's okay. I think as little baby gets a little bit older, other babies potentially get a little bit older, then, you know, we go to these things as a family. It's going to be really fun. And by as a family, I mean me and baby G and my kids. So that's the racing family I'm talking about. Cool. Well, what are we getting up to this year, baby G?
This year, I am personally going to Phoenix Raceway in a couple of weeks, hitting the doubleheader for the NASCAR and IndyCar weekend. So we've got a Cup race, we've got an IndyCar race, and we've got a O'Reilly race. So doing that in a couple of weeks. And then we're also going to Sonoma in the middle of June. So this might be the real baby G, her first race. And KG? G?
Okay.
And KG? And baby G, they are coming out to Sonoma, and we are going to go to the race out there in June, July, whatever it is. I don't even know the dates at this point, but we're hitting the real baby G's first race out in Sonoma Raceway, so it's going to be a good little summer swing for us.
Yeah? The baby's going to go to the race? You got a ticket, or are you going to sit on a hill? What are you going to do?
We've got tickets, and she can come if she is behaving. We shall see.
yeah, I guess
we shall see, tracking, buddy.
Yeah, I'm tracking age and everything. I very recently, what am I getting up to this year? I don't know if I'll go to a race. It's all play by year. If I go to anything, it's probably Portland International, IndyCar, or something else. It's a really great racetrack. Formula E race that I went to a couple years ago here was insane. But beyond that, I don't know that I'll get out to anything else. Maybe I'll join you in Sonoma. I don't know. I got to put that on the list because wife and I are talking about trips this year, and that's now it's back in my brain. Nothing beyond that. We did almost go to a Blazers game. This is why I was going to bring this up. Almost went to a Blazers game, and then while my dad was in town, and I did go, but we decided not to go with the wife and the baby because, honestly, the baby won't sit still. Like, just no way. Going to sit still in a lap at this point. This baby wants to run up and down every hill, up and down every aisle, fall down, don't care, knock out a tooth, keep running. That's how baby Boyer is, so that's what we're dealing with. So the chances of us going to a race, if we sat on a hill side, we might be able to make it work. If we sat in seats, probably not. Probably, we were probably a good 6 months away from her understanding that we sit still sometimes. So we're getting there. Cool. All right, well, let's jump into some storylines. Before it's too far gone, let's actually talk about motorsports and not about ourselves for once. Please, baby G. So court cases, or a number of court cases that lasted like, I don't know, fucking 2 years or something. It was dumb. Phelps is gone. I know that. There were some tragedies. The Biffle family, unfortunately. Hamlin's dad. There was, what's his name that used to race for Junior Motorsport? Michael Annette lost his life as well. It's been a weird December, I guess. December, January. Where do you want to start all this? There's a lot.
Just want to pay my respects to begin with. Unfortunate. The court case was ugly for everybody all the way around. I think NASCAR got dragged through the mud. The Phelps family, unfortunately, we had some issues there. The NASCAR family alone, they really got blown through the water. But let's move past that and let's get into the new format. So the chase is back. I am personally ready to never hear the fucking word playoffs again in NASCAR, because every time someone won a race, you heard the term playoffs, and it was like, who cares? I am back to the 10-race chase. And let's
is get this not a playoffs? Is this not a playoff? I get that they're not using the term, but like, in so far as other sports have playoffs, is this not a playoffs? You have a regular season, and then you have this secondary part of the season where only the best teams can win a championship.
It's a playoff. But it's okay. It's a 16 team playoff. Like,
yeah.
The thing is, though, we don't need to get into it on the podcast here, but it's 16 drivers make the playoffs. There's a 2,100 points. The next guy is like 75, 2,100, blah, 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 whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially a 12-driver playoff because the top 16 guys get an X amount of points and you move on. Mm-hmm. So it's essentially we have the closest thing we would ever get to a full season points, and yeah. I'm absolutely here for it. I do not need the one guy that wins a random race in the playoffs. Like, this is a full season thing, and I'm here for it.
Yes, I feel you. Definitely. I had been talking about this with my dad, and I think with you and new guy and stuff in our chat and everything too. But like, I have wanted them to go back to the chase, I think, for 2 years now. And the winning in before the whole controversy over SVG, winning in was always not a great idea. And when I think Harrison Burton actually is the one that did it for me,
the Daytona win, yeah,
he was so far low in points, and I forget who he knocked out. It might have been Bubba.
Bubba got bounced.
It was someone that I liked, yeah. So it really upset me. And I think at that point I was definitely over the winning in. And I know a lot of other people were over it before that. I was the most happy about the win points being bumped so high, because I thought that was the way that you should be rewarding wins anyway. If we go back to like them introducing the chase to begin with, they introduced the chase because like they didn't like the fact that the championship would be decided 3 races before the end of the year. Cool, makes sense. Okay, the chase is a good format. 10 races to duke it out. You bring your best stuff for those 10 events. It's a nice wide range of racetracks you go to. It works. It really does work. Jimmy Johnson goes in, wins 5 of those in a row, and they're like, we have to make more changes. A couple more years pass, and they're like, you know what? Guys are getting to the end here. I'm almost winning this championship without winning races. Winning in comes in, right? And it was just the wrong choice in the moment to make wins valuable versus this, which is just like, no, first versus second place is a huge gap in difference in points. It's a big jump. And if you think about it this way, if we go into the final 10 races, there could be 3 races left and you could be 60 points out, right? 60 points out. And you could go in and dominate those last 3 races and you will win. Nobody else could beat you if you go in and you dominate those last 3 races. 60 points out is a lot. That's a whole race. A guy has to sit out a race, and you have to go in and like win it and do the whole thing just to get 60 points. You can get there by literally winning every race and winning every stage, and the other guy finishing second in all 3, and you would win in the last 3 races. That's awesome. That's how it should be.
Yeah, they changed the points for the winner. Instead of getting 40 points, you can get 55 points under the new format. So the winning is absolutely massive. And like you
said,
it's
a 20-point difference.
It's a 20-point difference if you win. So
yeah.
I absolutely love it. Love the new format. Absolutely love it.
Yep. Cool. We're in agreement. Hey, this kind of sets me up for a later tee up on a bold prediction. So I'll pause it here. But like, you know, I think most people are pretty happy with this. There's definitely, I saw people that are really going to miss the playoffs, and I'm sure some people are going to miss it anyway. And then some people are just mad because they didn't get to full season points. Good compromise. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I just want to stick with this for 10 years. Give it 10 years. Let's do 10 years on it. It's going to be fine. All right. New provisional for Dodge cars. We've got Dodge trucks starting this year. We got a Dodge team. They're starting to look at Dodge moving into the other series, which is going to be pretty cool. They've added a new provisional for the Dodge car. So there's 4 spots, and it's not just Dodge, but it's any new team will be able to basically get their teams in to the race without having to qualify in on speed, having to worry about, you know, being a chartered car or any of that kind of stuff. They just can enter their cars and be able to get some races in, which is really, really important, I think, in the early years of a team, especially trying out new cars or if it's a lower budget team that wants to try out the new OEM. I think that's really, really good. Any thoughts on that one?
I think it's a fantastic move. You've got a new manufacturer, not a new manufacturer, but an old manufacturer getting back into the sport. they want to invest, mm-hmm. you've got to get them in the races. No reason to get them out if they do not qualify. Just get them in the race. I don't care how it happens.
Yep. Yep. I totally agree. So there's a couple other rule changes. I just want to breeze through these. You can make a comment or not. Fastest lap point. So once a car goes into the garage during the race, if that car is no longer if that car does come back out, it cannot be the fastest lap from then on. So like Kyle Larson, I think, did it twice last year and got two extra bonus points. Those bonus points still exist, but you can't get it once you go into the garage. Only the laps count before you go in the garage. Waiver. If you get a NASCAR initiated waiver, meaning they suspended you for a race or you had an approved absence, cool, but you will not get the points for wherever you finish in regular season standings. So if you won the regular season standings points wise, like Kyle Larson almost did when he had missed the Charlotte race, right? He would not have gotten the 2075 starting place. He would have started with 2,000 points because he missed a race. And he got the approved absence, but he missed a race. And Austin Dillon, similarly, he got a win encumbered and everything. Similar sort of thing. If you got suspended for that and he had to miss a race, he would start with 2,000. That could be a 100-point swing, technically, if that person ended up winning the regular season, even though they missed a race. It's a big difference. Qualifying metrics, I don't want to go into those. They're interesting. Cup Series stages and lengths and post and pit road speed, don't care. And a lot of tests. That's it. That's basically all the changes. So we'll keep moving. New sponsor for Xfinity. Well, I can't call it Xfinity anymore. So what is it?
You've got to shut that down. So we've got the NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts Series. So absolutely new sponsor for the second tier series in NASCAR. So instead of it being the NASCAR Xfinity Series, which has been for a number of years, we've got the O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, which this is going to be a struggle for me all season, man. This does not roll off the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to call it? So we're going to call the O'Reilly Series?
I don't know.
Can we agree on something? The O Series, the O'Reilly, what are we doing? What are we talking about here?
The O'Reels? Yeah, I don't know.
The O'Raps, the O'Reilly.
O'Rap. Oh, I like the O'Rap.
The O'Rap?
Okay. O'Rap. I don't know. Yeah, it just doesn't roll off the tongue. I'm totally with you.
I've heard lot of O'Rap, like NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Part Series. Like, we'll just call it the O'Rap. Are we doing O'Rap? O'Rap.
Well, this is one thing is I'm very excited for O'Reilly. Xfinity is they have their own problems. Comcast kind of sucks. I get that. O'Reilly has always been a supporter of the sport. I remember being a young kid and listening to races on the radio and O'Reilly. Yeah, exactly. So like that comes in, right? And it's just they've always been there. They sponsored a lot of cars. They sponsored a lot of races. It makes sense that they're a part of the sport so largely now. We'll figure out what we're going to call it. Someone more creative than us will come up with something better.
Let's go. Yeah, we'll just roll with it for now. But we got a NASCAR sponsor, the O'Reilly Auto Parts Xfinity, whatever the hell you want to call it. No longer Xfinity, but they're still a sponsor of the Cup Series Xfinity, so it's getting very confusing. It's getting hard to call this as a mid-level NASCAR series, but let's get right into the silly season. What do you think here?
Yeah, a couple different moves. Really quiet, silly season overall. Zilish moving up to Trackhouse makes total sense, although he's not a champion, so, I mean, fuck him. Suarez is moving over to Spire, vacating that seat that Connor Zilish is taking. That's a pretty interesting move because Haley is out in that space, and Haley was the one that kind of, like, moved to Spire and was, like, going to help, you know, make it a big thing, and then he moved. And anyway, it's interesting over there. Byron, 4-year extension with Hendrick, well earned, makes sense. He's going to be a champion eventually.
My guy.
Especially in the new format. Hey, nope, hold it. You hold it right there.
Oh.
Frankie Muniz is going to return to team, I don't even remember how you say that. Team
Rome?
Rome?
Who cares?
Yeah, let's call it Team Muniz because I think they're a single car or single truck entry. And then Dodge Ram entering the truck series, which we've talked about already. Any notes, comments, anything to add?
Absolutely none. Keep it moving.
Okay. Woo! All right, well, let's get into some season predictions. We're not going to be going into the single races. We're not at Daytona yet. We're not at the Clash. We're just going to be talking about the season overall. First off, new engine. 750 horsepower at 1.5 mile tracks, or under 1.5 mile tracks, sorry. So, and road courses, I believe, right?
Yes.
I should have double checked that.
Yes.
But, yeah, okay, cool. So that's big. I think it's going to be really, really helpful for being able to find speed when you're stuck behind someone. You're a little bit more tire spin when you're trying to push the car. That's a good thing. A little bit more wheel hop, potentially going into a corner. That's a good thing, too. Let's see what happens. But Chevy has a brand new package. Their nose is not a giant diamond anymore. I think that might help them from shunting people out of the way at the big tracks. But other than that, we have no idea how that's going to perform. So let's factor that in. We do get a new Mustang Dark Horse next year. It's announced at the 2027 Daytona 500, which they announced recently. So that's cool. And let's just jump into championship predictions. Did our homework, crunched the numbers, and we came out with some champions. Who are your champions, Baby G?
My champions, Cup Series, William Byron, number 24. Mm. This is an Arch special. We are going with our guy.
Mm.
In the O'Reilly Series, I'm... Ah, this is a tough one. I got to go with my guy, Sam Meyer, hometown boy. And in the trucks, we're going to do a Hail Mary. We're going with the number 12, Brendan, the Butterbean McQueen.
I like that one. I think the Mayer pick is interesting. If he could win a championship in that car, would be crazy. McQueen's an even crazier pick. Good on you, mate, because I did not pick hard-to-pick guys. I picked our boy Christopher Bell to win the Cup Series championship, which I think he's always been knocking on the door. Fuck the four, you know, final four or whatever. He doesn't have that. He has 10 races.
Consistency is key this year, and Christopher Bell is the king of consistency. I love that pick for your championship driver.
The other thing I really want to say here is this is my prediction on Chevy. Chevy will not perform, at least for the first half of the season. And it's just an expectation of a new car. It doesn't matter if the car is shaped better and it's going to perform. It takes a second to kind of get the car under you when it's new and they've got a new aero package. It'll take them a second. And I think Bell and the rest of JGR folks will do incredibly well. I think Denny's window has closed. And so I don't think he's the guy. I don't think he's the cowbell to put something in there. And so I do think Christopher Bell will be the one to get it done. Justin Allgaier in Xfinity, or sorry, O'Reilly, in the old O-Rap series. I think that's also like a pretty safe pick. Just consistency is
extremely
obviously what I'm picking.
Pick there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then Ty Majeski in trucks. Look at that. Consistency all around. That's what I'm going for. He's also from your region, right? From your neck of the woods. So.
Absolutely, bro. Short track guy from my shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. So one second, though. I want to go through the betting odds, because I always find this interesting. I did really just look for the Cup Series championship. The odds on favorite, there's two, they're tied. Who do you think they are?
Cup Series favorites, yep. I gotta go with it's gotta be Larson, and I think Blaney might be up there too.
Blaney's up there, but it's Larson and Hamlin at 5-1.
5.5-1
wow. Are Byron and Blaney, so right there. And then Bell is sitting there in fifth at 6.5-1. Rounding out the next couple, Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe, Tyler Reddick, Connor Zillish. Woo! 16-1? Only 16-1 for a rookie to win the Cup Series? Man, that's... people will be throwing money away. Joey Logano's 20-1. Let's see, I'm trying to just scrolling down. Bubba's 40-1. Bubba's worse odds than Josh Berry. That's nuts. That's stupid. Y'all suck. Austin Dillon, 130-1. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm not seeing a lot of value down here. I'm not seeing guys that I think are gonna do anything crazy. Brad Keselowski, 65-1. I don't know. I might drop a dollar on him. See what happens. Anyway. That's fun. That's our championship predictions. Lock them in. Let's see what happens. All right, time for one bold prediction. Teed this up a little bit earlier. My bold prediction for, not really this year, it could be in the next 3 years. People are going to fucking reminisce about the playoffs. It's going to happen. We're going to be showing nothing but highlights from these racetracks in the last 3 years and last 5 years. and it's all playoff moments. It's moments where a guy had to get a position or had to win the race or had to do this thing to get them there. And we will not have those moments necessarily anymore. And so when those moments go away, people will be like, oh, it sucks that we can't have Ross Chastain shoot around the outside of the wall at Martinsville. Yeah, because he doesn't fucking have to. If he's like 3 points short going into the final race of the regular season, he's going to be like, nah, fuck it. I didn't do well enough for 26 races. It's okay. So yes, my bold prediction is that people will reminisce and miss the days of the playoffs.
That was a big one. My bold prediction is nobody cares about the Clash.
Yeah.
We are going to go to Bowman Gray or wherever the hell we're going, and nobody's going to care. I'm so over this Clash. We're going to the Coliseum. We're going to a little bull ring in the middle of nowhere, North Carolina, or wherever the fuck this Bowman Gray bullshit is. I could not care less. I just want to get this season started at Daytona for the 500, and let's go.
Yeah, I really think it would be better if they did some kind of, like, I don't know, like, midget cars race at Daytona during speed weeks. It would be a much better entry into, like, all right, hey, remember these guys? They still race, and it's fun. Yeah, I really don't give a flying fuck about the Clash. I do care about the All-Star race, though. I like the All-Star race. And it's at Dover this year, so that's fun. So, Dover's really good. Really, really good. Awesome. Well, that's our bold predictions. Anything to say about some other series? F1 had an exciting championship last year. Ended up being very, very exciting. My dad roots for McLaren, so I fucking hate McLaren. I don't like Red Bull though either, and so I watched them, but I wasn't happy. IndyCar, anything in IndyCar you want to talk about?
Baby G, this is the year of IndyCar for me, so I will rip through some IndyCar updates here for y'all. I don't want to take too long here, but Will Power, bro, 19 years at Team Penske, and he's getting replaced by little Dave Malukas. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. I don't get this at all. Like, they just punted Will Power to the curb, and they're replacing him by Malukas. I don't get it. Just don't get it.
Well, Team Penske hasn't made a lot of great decisions in the IndyCar space in recent years, including buying the series and then not marketing it well enough for anyone to watch. So
absolutely,
we'll see what happens.
Absolutely, they're lucky that we're giving them the time of day here. I'll just rip through the rest of these IndyCar highlights. So, new car delayed until 2028. Unbelievable. They couldn't get it done this year. They're going to next year. So, schedule for me on IndyCar. So we're going back to Phoenix for the first time since 2018, and I will be there. We've got a doubleheader weekend with the O-Raps series, and then the IndyCar on Saturday, and then on Sunday there's a cup race. So I've got free tickets to both. That's the awesome. O-Raps series. I got free tickets to IndyCar. I got free tickets to cup.
Woo!
Woo!
I gotta say one thing about this.
Yeah.
I think the only reason that this doubleheader is happening is because NASCAR wanted to get away from the championship format. They also wanted to give the final race to Homestead. And they were like, Phoenix, I know we gave you like under-the-table handshake that or hand job that you're going to get 10 years of final race in the championship playoffs. Sorry, I'm going to take that away from you, but how about a doubleheader? You know, because it's a really cool event. This is really, I'm like talking shit about it. This is going to be really fucking cool. By the way, when you're there, you should go to the barn.
We're going to the barn. Yeah.
You're going to the barn? Okay.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to the barn. So, yeah, IndyCar weekend, baby. We're going to the barn. And then after that, absolutely, dude. We might be going to Road America this year. Might be the first time I actually step up and go to Road America. Like, if I don't go, that's absolutely embarrassing. But then the other thing we have on the schedule this year is we are going to the doubleheader IndyCar weekend at Milwaukee Mile. So last year was a singleheader Milwaukee Mile. So Leah came in from North Carolina, LG. And I saw Roger Penske when we were leaving the track, and I go, bro, are we coming back next year? And he literally told me, doubleheader. And I was like,
whoa.
I was like, whoa, like, come on. Like, no way.
You had the scoop? You had the scoop and you didn't give it to the big one? Come on.
It was on the big one. You just nobody listened.
Oh, I just don't listen.
He goes double header. I was like, whoa. And then they announced the schedule. It was a double header. So I'm like, man, that is massive that they're committing again to two races in Milwaukee on a Saturday and a Sunday. Like last year when we went to the race, there were absolutely a ton of people here. It was like 40,000 people. Like, I'm not exaggerating. Like, they sold out the Milwaukee Mile, which was awesome. So I'm super excited about the IndyCar weekend.
I mean, it's like it's 2 weeks, three weekends if you count Road America in Wisconsin.
They really are
becoming. Yeah. They used to be a Midwest sport. Like, the NASCAR was a Southeast sport, maybe East Coast if you consider it. And then they were always a Midwest thing. And I think you could really separate things that way. It could be like NASCAR is very like East Coast down and then through the South all the way across. And then Midwest to Pacific Northwest could all be IndyCar. And
it should be.
Short tracks all over the place. Right. That works.
Yeah, just dominate your space. You got to dominate your space.
Speaking of dominating your space, Alex Palou going to do it again?
Oh, it's over, bro. I mean,
it's over. It's already over. Yeah.
Give me the St. Pete race and let's see how he does. But I think it's over.
By the way, I should have broken a little bit more down with F1. They have a brand new car. It's a smaller, shorter, smaller wheel well width-wise, new tires. Like, a lot is changing. They're going back to where it was, like, a bunch of years ago when it was better. So I am kind of excited for what we're going to see. And every single time they make big changes like this, I mean, new teams kind of rise to the top. Generally, it's the same five or six teams that have a chance to get there, but it really could be anyone. Really, really curious what we'll see out of this. So, local tracks, they had the Chili Bowl happen last night. Well, I guess all week. It's a long, long event. Nobody wants to pay for Flow Racing's like long ass like year membership or the $40 for 1 month that they charge just so you can watch the Chili Bowl. But the thing to really call out is that we had a new winner, someone that had never won before. And I'm trying to actually get the NASCAR driver's results up here.
The winner was Axton something or another.
So hold on, I'm just getting the full results up here.
I know Larson flipped, so he didn't win main. Yeah.
He sure did. Yeah. He like a lap car shot up in front of him and he tried to avoid him and went right into the wall and flipped. A lot of people did not qualify, by the way. Like Jesse Love, Ty Gibbs, JJ Yaley, Sheldon Creed, Corey Day, like they all
flipped.
Went out.
Dude, that was ugly stuff.
Oh man, yeah, actually his was really, really bad, so Christopher Bell was the only one to like make it to the end race, and he finished eighth. So yeah, that's the Chili Bowl for you. I would love to go to that sometime. I think it would be really cool. Oh, it was Emerson Axum was the one that won. I'd love to go to the Chili Bowl sometime. That'd be fun. All right, well, we're at the end. We really kind of bumbled and stumbled and crumbled through this first episode. But, guys, if you got it to here, we're going to try and do this a lot throughout the year. And we do have a lot of fun with it. We get a little bit more crisp. We get a little bit more fun. We get a little bit more drunk. That's for sure. Maybe a little bit of extracurricular drugs entering some systems. It's a good time. Maybe the baby will be on the podcast. You don't know unless you show up. You gotta come back. Anyway. This has been the Big One Podcast. You can follow us at Podcast Big One on Twitter. You can shoot us an email at podcastbigone@gmail.com. Baby G, you got any final words of wisdom for the viewers, listeners?
Looking forward to a great season of NASCAR racing.
Woo! Me too. Me too, my friend. All right, we're out. Love y'all. See you. Bye.